Phoneboy Speaks episode 917. SoundCloud pulls a Twitter. I've seen this move that SoundCloud made to do some rate limiting on their API for, I guess, play or stream requests. It's been compared to Twitter and what they did restricting the API. And I'm not sure I see it this way. So Twitter made a, they made a whole sort of global restriction, I guess, with third-party clients to say, you know, there's going to be, we're going to limit the number of app with the, they called it application tokens. It really boils down to users that are able to use the that are able to connect and actually use the Twitter API. This is and so that what that effectively did is that it prevented third party Twitter clients from growing too big. They had grandfathered exceptions for some of the more popular clients, and they gave them appropriate client limits so that they don't, so that they could still continue to grow or whatever, but it restricted the building of new Twitter apps, or at least anything that looked too much like the Twitter app. Now, what this is, this restriction that they're talking about is, it seems like it's fairly reasonable, and even the SoundCloud guys say, hey, look, only a small number of apps are actually affected by this. But rate limiting is actually pretty common, and it just basically means don't abuse the API. App.net has got limits as well, and they're ridiculously high. And I mean, you have to be hammering the API to hit any of the limits. And that's really what SoundCloud is doing here. I guess there were a few apps that were that were just basically hitting the API over and over and over again, and so they're trying to squeeze it out. And there are they said later we're going to have some process by which you can apply to have more. 15,000 play requests in a 24-hour period. Now, what I don't know is if it's per application or per user using an application, and there's a distinction there. But if it's 15,000 per user, that seems like a pretty reasonable limit. If it's 15,000 for all play requests, that I could see how that might be a problem. But unfortunately, the Tech Douchebag Media is not doing a very good job of explaining it. And of course, I didn't ask the question either of SoundCloud. I mean, I am a I'm not an app developer, but certainly a user of it. And of course, they're trying to reassure users that they won't experience any problems as a result of this. But I'm sure somebody will. I don't think this is the same thing as what Twitter did, which was, it was clearly a move to restrict, certain kinds of apps from using the Twitter API, or too many of them, I suppose. They want to control the experience for all of their users. And this is not, I don't think this is the case here at all. Again, I think this is just introducing rate limiting, which is a pretty common thing. In any case, so much ado about nothing, I guess, really. And as I say, this change, I guess, is going to happen on the 1st of July, and I guess we'll find out who's really affected by it. But I'm less concerned about this change than a few of my followers on Twitter seem to be. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.